loudly so you can hear, okay?
She has them on the table.
Would you, could you introduce yourself, could you tell us who you are?
To the camera, honey? Just say who you are.
I'm Hilda Williams. And, I live in North Carolina. That's where my school lives. It was a one-room schoolhouse. And we had eight grades in that one room. And, my teacher used to read from the Bible the first thing in the morning. And then we would stand by our seats and salute the flag. And, then we would sit down and we'd have to put our hands on the desks. And she'd come around each row and inspect them.
Your hands?
Yep.
To see if your nails were clean? That's what my grandfather used to do before we could come to the table.
Check your nails?
I don't know, I can't remember what it was for.
Who your teacher was? Who was your teacher?
Mrs. Watson was our teacher. She was my first teacher. And she had a son. And she never let him have sweets. So he put his hand up to go to the bathroom. And instead he would go out in the hall where our lunches were and he'd go through them to take the sweets.
Oh, wow.
It never works, does it?
Now that was Bobby Watson?
That was Bobby.
He got his sweets in.
Then once a week, our music teacher would come and she would teach us songs.
What was her name?
Mrs. Mason. When she first came, it was, that was Mrs. Mason. Then she got married and her name was Mrs. Cook.
Mrs. Mason and then Mrs. Cook?
Yeah.
What kind of songs did you sing?
Then we used to have a...
What kind of songs did you sing?
I can't remember. Then we used to have a nurse that used to come once a month, I think it was. Her name was Miss Poole.
What did she do? With your children, what did she do?
I don't know, she just came and talked to us. Then our principal used to come once a year. And let me see, who else did we have?
Once a year, a principal came?
I don't know, I'm just saying that.
You're making that up?
That's how you remember it. Okay,
that's yeah, yeah, yeah.
We used to have a penmanship teacher come.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to look at our work and
help you write, you said.
And the doctor, we used to have a doctor come once a year. And he would check our lungs and heart and all that stuff.
Wow.
It sounds so thorough and really.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have eye test? Do you recall?
Yeah, I think we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Memorial, the teacher used to let us take flowers and we would all walk down to the cemetery and put the flowers on the soldiers' graves.
Veterans Day?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
It was a memorial.
Nice.
Did you have a dentist come too?
Yeah, there was a dentist that came to about once a year, I think. And they used to have us kids all line up. And I told them that my mother said I didn't have to have mine done. But she didn't say it, so they knew I was scared, so they made me be the first one.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well, they pull your teeth if they have to.
Oh, no, no wonder you were scared.
Just like all of
right
the
at
dentists.
School, I can't imagine.
And on graduation, there weren't many that graduated because the class was so small. But the music teacher used to pick up the ones from our school, and she would go up to Shutesbury and pick up the ones up there. And they'd come down to Leverett, and we'd join the ones down here. And our graduation was in the town hall.
Nice.
And I remember when I graduated, we'd had a picnic up at, it used to be Watson's Grave. Watson's Grove. And I had got a terrible sunbeam. And our graduation was that night. And we had to wear white dresses, so you can imagine how my sunburn stood out.
You had color, Mother.
Yeah.
How many kids graduated in your class?
Oh, gosh, I don't think there was more than 3 or 4.
Oh, that's wild. That's why you combined.
Yeah.
Who was your teacher that year? Still Mrs. Watson?
What's that?
When you graduated, who was your teacher?
Who was my teacher? I think it must have been Mr. Perry. I had 4 teachers.
You did have Clarissa too.
Yeah, I had Clarissa.
What?
She came after Ruth Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had Mr. Roberts and then Mr. Perry. Mr. Perry was only 22 years old, can you imagine? And he had a girlfriend. So on Friday, if us girls were good, he'd let us go out and wash his car.
I'd say that was punishment, not doing something.
Only if you were good. Punishment.
I know.
I love doing that. That's no punishment.
Then that teacher wanted to go to a ball game down to Amherst. So he asked us if we could find a girl for him to ride down with him. He had a rumble seat car, and so we got my sister to go with him.
Was that Eunice?
Yeah.
What happened to his girlfriend? Didn't want to take her?
Well, she lived in Springfield.
Okay, that explains it.
So he wanted Bobby and I to go with him.
Bobby
so we
works.
Rode in the rumble seat. And it was in February.
So oh, no.
Imagine how cold it was. So we went to the game, and the next day, neither Bobby or I went to school.
Did you get sick?
Caught cold or something, I don't know.
Still thawing out.
Yeah, we had a good time.
That's funny that the teacher, you know, took you kids.
I know.
It is funny.
Yeah.
Those
were the good old days, for sure.
Yeah.
You feel like you got enough attention with so many kids in that one big classroom?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the older ones would help the younger ones.
Right.
That's a good thing.
You told me that.
But can you imagine a teacher having to teach 8 grades in one room?
All at once, I know that.
I can't imagine it.
How did she do it? Did she just go to each child individually and help them with whatever they were working on, or?
No, I had 4 teachers. Mrs. Watson was the first one. Then,
you mean different years?
Clarissa Truesdell, LeClaire.
What was her name then? Truesdell.
Truesdell.
Mrs. Truesdell. And I had,
Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Roberts, right. Only he was the last one.
Different grades, though, right? You're talking
Mr.
about different years.
Yeah.
Talking about.
I missed somebody. Who was it?
Mr. Perry.
Oh, Mr. Perry was the last one. Mr. Roberts
Thank
was
you,
next
Sarah.
To the last. Yeah.
Hmm. And you walked to school.
Yeah, I walked to school because I lived so close.
What did you have for lunch back then? Lunch.
Did you have to bring your own?
Oh, I ate at home because I lived so close.
Oh, you went home for lunch?
Yeah.
And then went back to school?
Remember that.
Yeah, and back to school.
Cool.
Wow,
well, how nice. What about the other kids? Did they go home for lunch also?
The ones that lived close.
Probably brought their own. They bring
the ones that went on the bus used to bring their lunch.
Mm-hmm. What were the hours of your school day? Do you remember?
9 to 3.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 3?
Mm-hmm.
What was recess like?
What was recess like?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Just play out back?
We used to love to go up the road just around the corner. It was a grapevine. And we used to swing on that grapevine, got over the road. There weren't many cars.
No, that's true.
And we loved that.
You would.
But then my Uncle Henry went and cut it down. And we were so mad.
He didn't want your kids doing that?
Well, he thought we would get hurt.
Must have been trying to get you on top of the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
No swings or anything out back,
no.
Huh?
And
just a great boy.
Then we used to skate over on the mill pond. And somebody had a rip, or whatever you call them.
Like a sled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is a
rip. We used to slide down the church hill.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher would come out sometime to ride with us. So
we'd
make him sit on the end. And we'd keep sliding back till
he
fell
off.
Oh,
he fell off. Wise guys.
No, we never did care much for him.
That was
Mr. Roberts.
Did he punish you for that?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Didn't punish you?
No.
Did he ever punish anybody at school?
No, but he used to get so mad. He'd sit on the desk in front of me. He'd have chalk in his hand, and he would get so mad he'd throw that chalk right across the room if he ever hit anybody with it.
What would make him mad?
I don't remember now.
Kids talking in class, probably not listening.
I don't remember what it was. But those were the good old days.
Is that right?
A little scary sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Hoping the chalk didn't hit you.
What did they have for heat in your school, your one school room? A wood stove?
A wood stove. Yeah.
Who
some of the boys.
It?
Oh, sorry.
Some of the boys would take turns
filling it.
I remember, I think it must have been Alden that used to go over and get the stove going. And then Dick did toward the last. Dick Carey.
Alden LeClaire.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you always go to school at Morse Connor, or did you have some classes at North Leverett when you were in third or fourth grade?
Did we always what?
Were you always in Morse Connor, or did you ever go to North Leverett for classes?
No, I was always in Morse Connor, my whole eighth grades.
Hmm.
Hmm.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Oh dear. You
said it was art or penmanship?
I think penmanship.
Recess probably.
I remember you said you loved writing. You liked to see the penmanship teacher when she came.
Yeah.
But you loved art too.
I did, because on Friday the teachers sometimes would let us draw pictures on the blackboard, and some of the kids wouldn't finish them, so I would go up and finish it.
I believe that's wonderful.
So
everybody had a nice picture.
Yeah, half done ones.
That was thanks to Mother.
Did you have gym back then? Did you do anything for gym? Dance or anything? No.
No phys ed.
But we played games, we played tag, and there was a game called Red Light. I can't remember what that was.
Yeah, I remember that.
You
still
played that,
Snake, where we'd all hold the hands.
Oh, yeah.
Stand outside, we tried to pull each other into the center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The ones that went in the center were the snakes.
I heard that game. sisters were in your same classroom, correct?
No, Lil wasn't.
Oh.
Jonas was for a while.
And your brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was.
So the three of you from the same family were in the mm-hmm. same room. Where did Lil go?
She went there.
But graduated?
Yeah.
And Anne, of course.
Mm. Mm. Could you be held back in a grade?
No.
No, no, everybody just went forward?
Everybody just passed every year.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Were you ever late for school? I know, because you walked.
What's that?
Were you ever late for school because you walked?
No. Not that I know of.
So what if some of the kids were late? Would they have to keep them after school?
Can't remember.
Oh. Maybe just put them as tardy back then. I don't know. Anybody ever skip school?
Oh, I don't know. Imagine so.
Not you, though.
No.
About to get a whooping at home. Did you have snow days?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Many? Have many snow days back then?
Oh, I imagine so, because we used to have a lot of snow.
Mm. Couldn't
I
get
know
out.
Sometimes school wouldn't keep because we had so much snow. Those kids like that because there used to be a lot of snow drifts
mm.
and we used to like to go and jump in them.
Mm-hmm. Buses probably couldn't get through them.
Yeah.
Were there many days that buses were late?
Can you I don't remember? Think so. Mm.
What kind of a bus would that have been for very few kids?
Probably those smaller ones they have now, like vans
well,
or something.
There used to be his last name was Doolittle.
Roger Doodle?
No,
Doolittle?
His father.
Oh, his father.
Lived in North Leverett, and he had it was a little van, but it was one that was wooden on the sides.
Oh.
So we had a name for it, but I can't remember what it was.
So he transported the kids?
Yep, he brought the kids.
Was that horse-driven, or was it a gas engine?
What's that?
Horse-driven or gas engine?
Imagine it was gas. Because Willie Stone had a gas station.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
On that corner.
Right down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have days off for no electricity?
Oh, yeah.
Right, they probably didn't have electricity back then, just a generator, huh?
Imagine so. I can't remember.
Generator?
I don't think they'd have generators back then, would they?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Electricity?
Was this in the 30s?
Would they have electricity?
We had electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Hmm.
It makes you wonder how
electricity
is
home.
And
would he?
Where was your restroom in your school? Your bathroom?
Outhouse, Sandy.
Yeah.
It was a little outhouse. That we had.
Chilly in the winter?
We had to go to the bathroom. We had put our
finger
hand out.
But I bet the kids didn't stay out there very long.
No, it was cold.
I bet lots of times they held it. Do you remember how many kids?
I was trying to think how many was in school.
Probably 5 or 6 per class or something.
Yeah.
Did that.
Yeah. 40 maybe?
Yeah, I think there was about 40.
That many?
Wow.
Maybe not that,
that
many.
That would be a lot.
No.
Yeah, it would be a lot more school.
Maybe 4 or 5 per class or something.
Or less. How many in your class, your grade, how many children?
I think there were 5.
Yeah, that she said 4 or 5.
Okay. Hmm.
Yeah, you would.
That would be 40 if it were times 8,
yeah, that's
right?
That's what I said, 40. But
do you think everybody had
might
approximately 5?
No.
Probably not
different,
every grade.
Different numbers.
Yeah.
Because
that
the
one
largest
room would be that big.
No, I don't.
You don't think yours was the largest?
Did everybody have a school desk? Could everybody fit with a school desk in that one room? Did everybody have a school desk or just sitting chairs?
No, we had a desk.
Was it the regular big kind?
Yeah.
That they have now, or just the little part on a chair?
And back when I was going, we didn't have ballpoint pens. We had the
inkwells.
The inkwell with the, I've even got a mark from one.
Oh, she does.
She got ink on the
dab with one.
Somebody stuck me with a pen.
Is that a quill pen?
Like a quill pen, that's what it would be.
The ink.
Oh, the ink, yes.
Yeah, a quill pen.
Yeah, what did you write on? Did you have paper or what did you have?
Yeah, we had paper.
So would they let you, if you flunked a test, would they let you do it again? Take it again?
I can't remember if we did or not. I don't think we did.
And did they give you homework?
No, we didn't have homework
back then.
The good old days.
The good old days is right.
You could go home and play.
The sixth grade want to know what your math books look like. Did you have a math book?
Yes, we did.
What did it look like?
Just a regular book.
With problems.
Hardcover?
Either that or the teacher gave us some. I can't remember.
She might have wrote some on the board, maybe?
Chalkboard, probably.
No, I think they passed papers out.
Oh, with them on the paper?
Yeah.
So you're not sure if you had books? She might have just...
Not math books, I don't think.
Okay, maybe not math books.
But probably a reading book, right?
Reading book?
Yes, we did have reading books.
Okay.
Did they teach you how to read in first grade, do you remember? How long did you have for recess when you went out?
Oh gosh, probably half hour.
And I'm surprised they didn't have swings or anything out back for you people.
No, we didn't.
Just
we
the grapevine.
We played ball out back. Yeah.
Kickball?
No, baseball or whatever they had. I remember getting the ball right on the end of my thumb. See how crooked it is?
Oh, we can see that, yes.
Yes. Did you ever live outside of Leverett?
No. No.
And you're still in Leverett?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except for winters.
Yeah. Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
One of the lucky ones.
Very fortunate. So, what did they were able to drink? How did they drink? If they were thirsty during the day, what did they do?
If you were thirsty during the day, did they have water fountain? Did they have a water fountain in the classroom? Do you remember?
I think they did.
Did they have a sink?
But you wouldn't have running water, I don't think, because you're buckets of water, heating things. Yeah. Buckets of water.
Did you have buckets that you got water from to drink?
It could be. I know we used to get water. You know where the stone steps are.
Oh!
Get water down there, or we used to get water up the church road.
Mm-hmm.
It was a spring up there, and we had water there.
Okay. Because if you didn't have running water in for a bathroom, you wouldn't have it.
No. Yeah.
True.
So you were able to get a drink. That is good.
What was your favorite part of the day?
What's that?
What was your favorite part of the day?
Drawing, I think.
Do you remember your favorite drawing?
No.
What you drew?
No.
Does he still like to do that?
Do you still like to draw?
Once in a while, she'll draw like a little rabbit for the kids.
kids.
I used to draw because I remember when Annie Black used to work for this man up in Leiden, and I went up and stayed with her, and I drew a picture of the farm.
Oh.
The barn and everything.
Very nice. When we were young, Mother would draw rabbits to teach us how to. Today I still can make that rabbit that I was taught. Yeah, she would teach us how to draw little things. Yeah.
Did you ever teach the younger grades how to draw when you were in the older grade? Did you teach the younger grades?
Could you teach the younger grades in your classroom how to draw?
No.
You never was able to do that? That's too bad. That would have been
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
Did the older children help the younger children with any of their work? Do you remember older children helping you with anything?
Like being a tutor? If you had trouble with something, did some of the older kids in the classroom help you? Or just the teacher?
No, I think the older ones did.
Nice.
That's good that they helped each
other. Very nice.
Do you think your school prepared you well to go on to Amherst Middle School?
I think so.
But you didn't like Amherst Middle School.
I never went to middle school. I went right from
junior high, rather.
Well, junior high. Didn't
have junior high then. You went right into high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you had junior. I know
you
said it was so.
I didn't
go anyway.
They might have had it.
You said it was so big that it scared you.
The high school.
Okay.
I can remember being down in the gym, and I had to be to a room upstairs.
Yeah.
I could not find my way up.
Yeah. It would be scary, you know, coming
yeah.
from.
You know, I used to come home
one
and cry, and I told my sisters, I said I couldn't find my way around, so they tried to draw a picture so I'd know where I was supposed to be.
It's different from one room, going
yeah.
from one room to
yeah. I know.
Going different rooms.
It is scary, but you got through it.
Yeah.
Do you feel you were prepared to do the academic work when you got to Amherst?
Did you find the work hard when you were in Amherst? Were you able to do it okay?
Oh, with algebra.
Or algebra.
I couldn't do algebra.
I can understand
algebra.
That.
Algebra.
mm-hmm. At home, we didn't have electricity, so we had lamps. And I can remember Lina, my stepmother, used
Lina
to
Town.
Be up in the morning, and she would help me with my algebra before I went to school.
Well, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Very nice
she
woman.
She was so good. She used to help
such
me
a nice
with
lady.
A lot of things.
Very nice woman, yeah.
Is she the youngest in the family?
No,
youngest
she is
girl.
The youngest girl, but her brother, Bun?
Elmertown.
Elmertown was the youngest.
She was the youngest
one boy.
Girl.
One boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we used to have to go out in the hay field and help my father. And we could hear the kids down in the mill pile swimming. And we'd say, Pa, can't we go down and go swimming when you get your work done?
And it would be hard.
He says, I don't know why you girls weren't boys.
And did you work in the hayfield barefoot?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And as we get through, we go down the brook. Wash our feet and put our shoes on. Boy, that used to feel so good.
Well, your kids worked hard.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We did.
Now kids don't even want to keep their room clean.
Strawberry patch. My father would say, now you girls go up and pick the strawberries, but don't let Hilda go with you.
Did you eat
them all?
Because I ate them.
They wouldn't bring enough back. Mention what you used to have for supper, though. The strawberry cake. The strawberry shortcake cake.
Oh, yeah, my mother used to make a big biscuit.
Instead
and
of
she would
ones.
Slice it in half and put strawberries on that. Then she'd put the top on, put cream on the top of that.
Great big round
instead
one.
Instead of little biscuits,
big
one
squares.
Big one.
She would cut it in squares.
Yum.
That was their supper.
Fall apart.
Yeah.
Mm.
They'd have that for supper.
Well, not a dessert.
I feel like a layer cake.
A supper.
That's every kid's dream.
It is. Yeah.
It makes
forget about the beans and the.
Oh yeah.
And the broccoli.
Yeah.
I hear my mom and mother send us up to the hen house to get eggs, and to see who could get back the quickest. Well, I got back the quickest, but I split my head open.
Oh, we
had a big stone out there for a step. And I fell right against it. We, of course, didn't have phones then. Mrs. Billings was the only one that had a telephone. And so my mother would walk me down to Aunt Gloria's and send one of the kids up to have Mrs. Billings call the doctor. He lived in Montague. So I can remember he coming up and laying me on the couch. And apparently they didn't stitch them up then, they just pulled it tight together.
They tape it?
No, just gonna say.
Taped it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You still have the scar.
It's over here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And how about the eggs?
Did they survive?
They scrambled
them all. And the eggs. She brought the eggs.
Oh, you
back.
Were just running. You wanted to beat them back.
I got back first, but I didn't have any eggs.
Tell them how you kept warm at night in bed.
What's that?
Tell them how you kept warm in bed at night.
Oh,
no heat in the room.
Yeah.
We had the back room closed off, so we just had wood stoves. So at night we'd get our pillows and come down, and we'd get behind the stove and warm our pillows up. And we'd run up, and if it was really cold, we had these, they called them freestones. And we'd heat those up on the stove, and we'd wrap them, I think, in a towel or something. It's funny, we didn't get burned on those.
You put them in bed with you?
Yeah, keep them in bed,
feet
put our feet
warm.
On.
Feet.
Yeah.
And you jump on the warm pillow.
Sounds
cozy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Dewey and I used to do it.
Did you?
We only had heat in the kitchen stove. And, you know, it used to be chilly. Didn't rotate, you know, like you have nowadays with all your heating vents.
Wow. Did you like to read?
Yes, I did, but I didn't do much because I wasn't home. I was out playing most of the time.
Plus you only had lanterns. And where would you get a book? Did you have books at home or did you have to go to a library?
Mrs. Stewart had a library. You know, we used to get books down there.
Where was your library located? At the school?
No. Mrs. Stewart's house.
Oh,
well, she had it at her house.
Yeah.
Oh.
And where was that? In Leverett? Where was her house?
If you don't remember where Donald Perry lived?
Right there.
Oh,
okay. Walking
distance.
His grandmother
lived
there.
Okay.
Yeah. Could you go during school to get books, or this is like when you're out of school?
I don't think we had a library at school then.
But she reads all the time now. She travels with her book.
How was your How was your classroom set up?
I don't know.
We had just a few reading books, like, on a shelf or something, and...
How were the desks arranged?
I don't remember.
The desk? Were they, like, arranged in rows like they have them now? Or some around the outside, some
you
on the
inside? You mean books?
No, the desk.
Now she's talking about
the
desk. Were they in rows?
How were the desks
set? Yeah, they were in rows.
Okay. Were they connected to the floor, screwed into the floor?
I think they were.
Because I think back then, your desk had the front seat of the next person attached to your desk.
I don't
remember. I remember the desk, if that's the type she had. They would have a desktop, and the seat in front of you is attached to it.
Yeah.
And the next.
Probably I don't think so, because we couldn't move them.
Oh, you could move.
Oh, so they weren't.
They weren't screwed into the floor, because I know they had those too, but I don't know about
yours. No, because they used to be able to move them, because Ethel and Wayne used to fool off. So the teacher used to make Wayne sit on one side of the stove and Ethel on the other.
Oh, really?
He told us about that.
Did he
said,
really?
We giggled so much.
And so funny,
you remember that, Edie?
I was going to say, we talked to Wayne a few days ago, and he told us the same thing.
The same story. Oh,
Wayne McClair?
Yes.
Those rascals, they wouldn't behave.
Ethel and he would have most fun in class, and they would be separated by the stove in the middle.
Yeah, I love that. That's such a cute story. They were rascals. They just wanted to have a good time.
Yeah.
And my husband, when he went to school too, there was this
Alan Williams.
Boy, they called him Tiger. Well, they didn't call him that until they were late to school one day. He and my husband were late for school.
Ralph Carey.
So the teacher said, how come you were late? And Tiger says something about he was a tiger, and my husband said he was a monkey. And they called him Monk for a while.
Yeah, Monk.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger, tiger and Monk.
So they're nicknames. Okay.
Did the teachers read to you? Did they read books to you?
Yes, if we were good on a Friday afternoon, they would read to us.
Wonderful.
Your mother was great for that.
Oh.
She used to read
Clarissa
all the Jessel. Stories to us.
You must have really enjoyed that, because you like books so well.
Yep. I think Clarissa was my best teacher.
Aww.
Then I used to work for her, and I can remember.
That's right.
She used to take me with her when she had a teacher's meeting, and Joby was just a baby in a car seat, so I used to go and sit in the car with her.
Oh, nice memories.
How old was her baby when you sat with her?
Oh gosh, she must have been maybe a year.
Probably.
I can remember them telling me that your mother and Joby used to live up over Lina, and Joby was just learning to count her numbers, and they used to call Lina nine, and so Joby would, she'd start counting, and she'd get up as far as nine, and then she'd say Wayne.
Instead of nine?
Yeah. I'd say Wayne.
I guess that's why she married a Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do kids ever take turns and read out loud in school?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to stand up front and recite things? Like, did you have to stand up front of the class?
I can remember them having a play. The school had a play upstairs, and I don't know what the name of it was, but it was that song, Little Old Lady Passing By. I was a little old lady. And we'd be upstairs, and I'd have to walk across the stage.
And how old were you?
Do you dress up and everything too?
Yep. Well, that's wonderful.
What would they do for punishment? Stick you in the corner in a chair with your back to the class?
I don't remember, but they used to be able to use a rule on them.
It's your knuckles?
Yep. It's your hands.
Very quiet.
I just did a lot of talking.
Huh?
I said you were quiet.
Yeah.
older age.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful memories.
Mm.
Yes. She remembers so much.
Yeah. Would you girls introduce yourselves?
Emily.
I'm Shelley Snow, Hilda's youngest child.
And I'm Sandra Carey Basley. I'm her oldest daughter. Two daughters, two boys.
And I live with mother and husband, and I take care of her.
Where are you?
Don't worry.
So we
went a long way. I can't remember where we ended up. He said, now he said, shall we go home or something? I said, yeah, I said, I told you back there that the road to take. He said, oh, I didn't hear you.
You were 6 years old?
Yeah. Do you remember what year?
Well, what year was she born?
1925.
I mean, 25, yeah.
1931.
I was six, I would be. 1931, Sarah says, yeah.
She was born in 25.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Being good
in
math.
We weren't even thinking of that.
I remember I worked for your mother when you was a baby.
I don't remember it, Hilda.
Yeah. But I'm she was just a baby.
I'm thankful you did.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either.
Did I get to go with you?
No, you were on the
wait,
what
Sarah's younger.
You say you're a year younger.
Couldn't have been Sarah then.
Age,
so that was when they lived in Dudleyville.
Yeah.
We just up the road from you.
I remember your two brothers.
Oh, everybody remembers them.
They gave you a hard time. Your folks had soda bottles out in the shed. And those boys were smashing those soda bottles.
Oh, yes.
I said, oh, you shouldn't do that. I said, your folks are going to be in there. They were good kids, though.
Just got in a lot of trouble.
I can remember they were bringing me home, and I was sitting back with Clayton and Merrill, and the door flew open, and Merrill went out. And I thought your father was going to jump out with the car still going.
Oh, no.
But I don't think he got hurt too bad. I don't know.
Probably wasn't going very fast. I don't think the cars went very fast.
No.
Probably not. No, some went backwards.
I don't know. I'll still remember that I was talking to him one day. About that?
Yeah,
falling out the car.
Oh, yeah.
Down there.
going backwards to the car, I wouldn't make it.
Then it was forward. I can remember we used to have to blow in the gas tank when the gas was low. And I don't know how we ever dared to let us. We'd blow in it and then we'd have to put our hand over our mouth.
And
we couldn't breathe it back.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Why were you blowing in the gas tank?
Yeah. What was
that? Because the gas was low, and by blowing in it, it made it so that
it could go
felt like there were more gas.
Bubbled up or something.
Wow. Maybe. Tell about the gas that rode in your car.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we was going to Athol one day. My father had sold a calf.
Look at the camera.
Oh, she's good.
Look at the camera. Look at the camera.
Oh, God.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yes, we gotta go. Well, anyway, my father had sold this calf and he was delivering it. And we had a Model T car that was all open. So he put the calf in back with us kids. His head was out one side and his tail down. When we went through town, everybody was looking.
I bet they were.
I bet, yeah.
And of course, a calf is a small cow, in case
yeah.
the kids don't know that.
Cow in a car.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I'm on the way.
All open. And I can remember, we used to have to go up and bring the cows down, and there might be one missing, and it had a little calf. So my father, we'd have to go down and get him. He'd come up, he would carry that calf down to the barn, the little cow would follow him.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah,
I guess we had. I think I've talked enough.
Oh,
you were great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you did a good job, Mother.
What a wonderful
nice memories.
Memories.
Remember.
Back years ago than I can today.
At 92 years old, that's really good.
Very good.
Yeah, good memory.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
My maiden name was Town.
T-O-W-N-E.
Hilda May Town, and then it was Hilda Carey, now Hilda Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Hilda May Town Carey Williams.
Yes. Good job. Awesome. Boy.
What a wonderful
treasure.
Mm.
This will be treasured in library for years and years to come.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Mm. Very nice.
Thank you, girls, for coming with your
thanks
mom.
For having
yes,
us.
Yes, thank
we
you.
We enjoyed it
yes,
very
enjoyed
much.
It
that was the good old days.
Yeah.
It certainly
yeah.
was.
Right.
Things have changed so
yeah.
so
yeah.
Did you ladies get my picture of the paper?
May I get the paper?
Oh.
And you were in for?
I was at the Alliance, the Leverett Alliance Kentucky get together they had on Saturday.
Aww.
And I was sitting in the second row, and this photographer stood there for the longest time.
Aww.
In the aisle.
Cool.
There must have been close to 300 people there.
Wow.
The gym was full. He had a big lens pointed at me for a long time, and
I was like, no, celebrity.
He saw you as fascinating.
Well,
celebrity
my,
for sure.
I had my hands like this. It looked like I was praying. I think.
Oh.
That's
yeah.
why he took.
That shows kind of like excitement.
Yes.
Yeah,
intensity.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah.
Was that the Greenfield paper?
Yes,
he used to get it.
Yeah, so in the picture, she's dead center, right?
Isn't that nice?
That's cool.
I think that's wonderful. Good for you, Edie.
We saved the copy for you.
Oh,
that's so nice.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
But it was a very, very interesting morning.
Wow. Nice.
Those people they've lost the coal mining industry, which was right in their town, in that county, and the taxes from the coal industry supported the community center and I think a little store or something like that. It was, and they're all gone now. So
tragic.
Tragic.
Mm. Wow. Mm.
So. Anyway, thank you very much. It's
been a pleasure. We enjoyed it.
Yes.
We laugh more here than we have any other time.
And it's good to laugh.
Yes, it is. Merry heart, good like medicine.
You are so right.
Yeah. Well, you have a good time in Florida, Hilda. And Shelley.
She will, thanks.
She always does.
They take me out every day in my wheelchair. They push me a ways and I get out and I push it and walk.
She can walk a ways.
Then when I got tired, I'd sit down and they'd push
me. Perfect. And I know they take excellent care of you.
That's a lot of parts. You know.
Mm-hmm. We were on all these trails and one of them ended up at the main road.
Oh, yeah.
So we
got off in the dirt.
Walk up the main road.
Oh my!
It was a Boy Scout trail. It said, "Get off the beaten path."